Men like Nick from Love Island don't have to worry about their bloodline ending if they don't want it to. They don't have to sit around and stress about how the male loneliness epidemic is affecting them, because men like Nick are never lonely. When women feel safe around you, and women feel comfortable around you, and women feel protected around you as a man, you don't ever have to worry about being lonely. And you don't ever have to worry about your bloodline dying out. Because those types of characteristics, those types of traits that Nick displays, are what are going to make the evolutionary cut and appear in the next version of humanity, in the next big era of humanity. I don't watch Love Island because I don't watch reality TV. It's not my thing. I prefer a drama and some movies. But I've fallen down the Nicolandria rabbit hole because there is absolutely nothing I love to see more than a woman, especially a black woman, who is being loved correctly by a real man, despite his age, because they're in their 20s and he's 3 years younger than her. There is absolutely nothing that makes me happier than seeing a woman happy. Before I move forward with what I want to say, please watch this clip if you're not familiar with this display of true love.
Saying how much I just spoke over my life in the past few years and how everything is coming to fruition now. Wow. So like I always said, like, oh, I wanted to go to Disneyland and all these things, like, made that happen immediately. Never been to Europe. He made sure I was a part of his campaign trip to where it's paid for and I was able to go to Europe for the first time and went to Greece. Like, he's so intentional. It is insane.
That's amazing.
He listens and he acts immediately. Mind you, we've only been coupled up for like 2 or 3 weeks. And he's marked off so many things on my list already.
Oh my God.
Their first few weeks of dating each other. So I'm like, oh my goodness, no man has ever in my 27 years has shown me this much like consistency and, you know, just seeing that I just feel so seen with him, you know?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So
I feel like that's rare these days.
Yep.
Seriously. Like,
he's only 24. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
24 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knew I wanted to be a model. So the first two campaigns we shot was people that he's worked with in the past. He made sure I was part of those campaigns to start to get my foot in the door as far as modeling.
Okay,
and
this guy's a
keeper. And those pictures blew up so much to where, like, so many people was reaching out to me and, like, noticing me. We got, like, two Vogue shout-outs and, like, Teen Vogue.
Oh, my gosh.
It's become so big. And, like, I wouldn't have been in this position if it wasn't for this guy that was able to, like, put me in this position. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I love it.
That's amazing. Truly, and truly honestly, love I love a man who, like, wants his woman to fly. Exactly. And be, you know, yeah, like, some men.
That is the type of man that women have babies for. That's the type of man that women cook dinner for. Not in a subservient way, but in a let me show you how much I love and appreciate you type of way. That is not the type of man that sits around wondering how he can continue to rig the system more than men already have to trick a woman into being in his life. I tend to look at things from a big picture perspective. And when I see the way that men treat women, not just today, because a lot of people are like, well, why are they acting like this all of a sudden? Why are they acting like this today? Men have always treated women horribly. The things that women have been put through are absolutely atrocious. This is not new. If anything, it's gotten significantly better. When I'm looking at things from a big picture perspective, I'm looking at things from an evolutionary standpoint. And because patriarchy has rigged every system imaginable, from religion to the economy to evolution, women have been forced to procreate with losers, pedophiles, psychopaths, and otherwise predators for millennia. So I want you to think about that when you look around and wonder why there are so many losers, pedophiles, psychopaths, and otherwise predators in this world. Because these kids grow up to be just like their fuck-ass daddies. And so a lot of these men who are sitting around complaining about the male loneliness epidemic should have never been born in the first place. Because if your grandmother was not forced into marriage, she never would have taken a second glance at your fuck-ass granddaddy. If your great-grandmother were an actualized woman, a woman who was allowed to pursue independence, a woman who was allowed to have a well-paying job, a woman who was allowed to own her own property, have her own bank account. If your great-grandmother was a woman at all, because a lot of your great-grandmothers were teenagers, they were fucking kids, marrying 40-year-olds. If that woman, or girl most of the time, were able to choose her life, she never would have had your parents. And you never would have been here. That's not to say that a lot of people's existences are abominations, or that you being here on this earth at this moment is a mistake. But it is to say that we should be honoring the sacrifice that our great-grandmothers and our grandmothers and our mothers and all of the women that came before us had to endure in order for us to be fleshy, living, breathing human beings on this earth today. And what do I mean by honor that? I mean that if you're a man who is in any way concerned about his bloodline continuing, let me rephrase this, actually. This is not a call to action. This is a wake-up call. And I'm not about to try to change anybody's mind or ask anybody to do something different. But what I will say is this. The way that Nick treats Alandria is the gold standard for how a woman should be treated. And if you are the type of man who doesn't believe that, and you are the type of man who is still under the inaccurate assumption that you can still force your way into the gene pool, your bloodline will die out. And we will not have to deal with your fuck-ass grandchildren 70 years from now, because no woman in her right mind is going to want to fuck you. If you are the type of man who consumes red pill content, and rather than getting to know the women in your life, you go and you learn what a woman is from men because you don't think women are worth listening to, your genes will not be included in the perpetuation of the species. That is just facts. Men like Nick, men like Russell Wilson, men like Barack Obama, men like Joe Biden, men like Travis Kelce. These are the types of men like my brother. These are the types of men who don't have to worry about a male loneliness epidemic because they know how to value, how to honor, how to respect, and how to revere the source of life and creation on this earth. You don't have to believe me. You can just watch my words come true as you live your life. What women want and what women need is to be and feel safe. A woman's natural disposition is freedom. Women do not thrive under subservience. Women do not thrive under oppression. And if you think a woman is thriving under subservience and under oppression, one of two things is true. A, she's pretending. B, she chose that life and she wants to be there. There are women in this world who are domestic goddesses, kitchen witches, hearth queens. They thrive in the home. They can create an ambiance. They can raise those babies. They can cook a meal the likes of which you have never seen. And that is their domain. And they're happy there and they thrive there. And the men in their lives who allow them to flourish there and don't put them in the field to work because they know that's not where they're going to be happiest, good for them. I love that for them if that's where they're happiest. But a man who can create an open yet protected environment for a woman to embody her true nature, those are the types of men who don't have to worry about a loneliness epidemic. I'm telling you this as a woman. The men, however, it's time out for force. It's time out for manipulation. And it's time out for hijacking nature. That time has come and gone. And if you are mourning that time because you feel like maybe you could have been on top had you been born 50 or 100 years earlier, Maybe you're exactly the type of man who doesn't need to have babies in this world. Maybe we don't need your character traits passed on to the next generation. Women want freedom and security. And where we are at as a society today, if we don't get that, we will sit back and watch this whole motherfucking human race die out until we get what we want. It doesn't matter what kind of laws you pass. It doesn't matter what kind of religious leaders you put on the television and try to convince us otherwise. We don't have to do a goddamn thing we don't want to do because we are not our grandmothers. That is not a disrespect to our grandmothers. They did what they had to do. But women want the freedom to self-actualize. And it is men's jobs to make that possible so that men can be self-actualized. That's another video for another day. But these men who don't want to lift a finger, don't want to take people out on dates, don't want to grow, don't want to learn, don't want to become better versions of themselves, don't want to be safe, don't want to be trustworthy, you're going to nonchalant your ass right about the gene pool. And I'm not telling you not to. That's you're a free person, but I'm just telling you what it is. Move accordingly.